Hello, everybody. It's time for NHK World, Radio Japan, Easy Japanese. I'm your host, Michelle Yamamoto.
And I'm Jonathan Shear. Let's have fun learning Japanese together.
The key sentence for Lesson 38 is...
かしこまりました。
Understood, or more literally, I have respectfully received your request.
The main character of our skit is Anna, an international student from Thailand. When she woke up this morning, she felt weary and had a fever. Anna is going to hospital by taxi with dorm mother.
Listen to the skit for lesson 38. The key sentence is...
かしこまりました。
Understood.
市民病院までお願いします。
かしこまりました。
まっすぐ行って、三つ目の信号を左に曲がってください。
Okay, let's go over the skit. The dorm mother said to a taxi driver,
市民病院までお願いします。
Please take us to Citizens Hospital. Could you take us to Citizens Hospital? Or more literally, we would like to ask you to take us to Citizens Hospital.
市民病院。
is Citizens Hospital. It is
市民
Citizen combined with
病院
Hospital
まで
is to
お願いします
is could you please? More literally, we would ask you to.
So if I wanted to go to NHK, I'd say NHK までお願いします, right?
That's right. Now the driver answers.
かしこまりました。
Understood, or literally, I have respectfully received your request. This is today's key sentence.
かしこまりました
is an honorific way of saying
わかりました
I see, I understand. You use honorific expressions in business settings or when you're talking with your superiors to indicate respect to the person you're talking with or referring to.
So an honorific speech, わかりました becomes かしこまりました。It's a completely different word.
Yes. Now let's practice saying today's key sentence. かしこまりました。
かしこまりました。
Then Anna's dorm mother explains to the driver the way to go to the hospital.
まっすぐ行って、三つ目の信号を左に曲がってください。
Go straight and turn to the left at the third signal, please.
まっすぐ。
is straight.
行って
is the て form of the verb
行きます
to go.
When we talk about one action followed by another, we change the preceding verb to its て form, right?
Yes. You first go straight, then you turn to the left. So you change 行きます to its て form, 行って
三つ目
is the third.
三つ
is three.It has the number 3 and a counter.
つ.
In lesson 7, we learned how to say numbers followed by the counter つ. The way we say some numbers changes when they're combined with つ, right?
That's right. 3 is
3.
But if it is followed by つ, it becomes 3つ. In
3つ目. 目.
Expresses order. If it comes after the counter, the following
の.
is a particle linking nouns.
信号
is a signal.
三つ目の信号 means the third signal, right?
Yes.
お
After it is the particle indicating the object of an action.
左
is left.
に
is a particle indicating the direction.
曲がって
is the て form of the verb
曲がります
to turn.You can express a request by saying the て form of a verb with
ください
Please.
I see. So, 曲がってください means please turn.
Jonathan, what do you say for could you turn to the right at the second corner? Two with the counter つ is
二つ
A corner is
角
The right is Do you remember? It's
右
The second corner is 二つ目の角 So, 二つ目の角を And then what was next?
Could you turn to the right at the second corner is?
二つ目の角を右に曲がってください。
Okay, let's try this. 二つ目の角を右に曲がってください。
That's great! Then, let's listen to the skit for lesson 38 again. Today's key sentence is...
かしこまりました。
Understood.
市民病院までお願いします。
かしこまりました。
まっすぐ行って、三つ目の信号を左に曲がってください。
Now it's time for Teacher's Teacher, where Program Supervisor Professor Akane Tokunaga teaches us today's point for learning.
Today, could you please teach us some more about how to use honorific expressions?
Let's ask our teacher.
私が教えましょう。
She says, you use honorific expressions when you're talking with or referring to your seniors, superiors, teachers, customers,or people you don't know very well, or at all. Even with the people you usually talk in a casual way, you use honorific speech when you talk to them on formal occasions, such as business meetings. The important point is where you speak. Verbs can have two categories of honorific forms. One is the respectful form. If you use it for the verbs that express the deeds or the situations of the person you're talking withor referring to, you can show respect to this person. For example, the respectful form of
見ます
to watch is
ご覧になります
The other is the humble form. You use it when you speak about yourself. You show your respect to the person you're talking to by using humble words when referring to yourself. When the taxi driver in this skit meant to say, I see, he didn't say
わかりました
Instead, he said,
かしこまりました。
Which is a humble way of saying, I see. Honorific expressions are difficult to use even for Japanese, so don't worry about them too much right now. In a normal conversation, if you use the masu form of verbs, you can sound polite enough.
That was today's Teach Us Teacher.
Next up, we have sound words, where we introduce words that simulate sounds, noises, or behaviors. Today, we introduce some words that describe how your body shakes under a certain condition.
ふらふら
You say,
ふらふら
When you can hardly stand because of fatigue or fever. You can also use the word,
ふらふら
to describe how somebody is doing an activity without giving it much thought.
It seems to mean various things.
I'll introduce a similar expression.
くらくら。くらくら。
describes how a person is feeling dizzy. In today's sound words, we introduced
ふらふら
and
くらくら。
Before closing, Anna looks back on today's events and tweets. It's our corner for Anna's tweets.
今日は
Taxis in Japan have automatic doors. Drivers operate the doors. If you try to open them by yourself, you'll be cautioned. So, let's be careful.Did you enjoy lesson 38? Today's key sentence was
かしこまりました。
Understood.
Next time, Anna has a visit to the doctor.
Join us again.
さようなら。